The Chalbana was one of the Yud Aleph Samamonim. It's even one of the four that I'm mentioning in the Torah Shabbat. And in the Gemara, it's mavur that the Chalbana was unique. What was unique about the Chalbana is that it was Recha Ra. I mean, the whole idea of the Ketoris is to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu something that smells good. The Chalbana, counterintuitively, was one of the Samamonim, despite the fact that it was Recha Ra. And the Gemara learned the Musar from the fact that we include in the Samamoni Ketoris something that was Recha Ra. Amar Rab Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rab Shimon Chasido. We see from here that Kol Tainis She'ein Ba Mi Poishe Yisrael Eino Tainis Shari Chelbena Recha Ra Umana HaKosov Im Samamoni Ketoris. So you see from here the value that even the Poishe Yisrael have. That when we talk about Klai Yisrael, it doesn't just mean the Chashuvim. It doesn't just mean the Tzadikim. But we talk about Klai Yisrael, every single Yid is included. And even the Poishe Yisrael. Where do you see that? From the Ketoris. Because the Ketoris included in it the Chalbana. Abaye Amar Mehach. Abaye said that I learned that from somewhere else. The Pasuk says, Va'agudosoi al Eretz Yisada. And you see from here that when is it al Eretz Yisada? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom established? It's Va'agudosoi. When Klai Yisrael's together. When we're Ba'achtos, it's only then that it's going to be al Eretz Yisada. It's interesting, Rashi in Parshas V'zois HaBracha, so the pasuk says, "Vayihi bishurin melech b'saseif rosheyam yachad shiftei Yisrael." Rashi says, "Vayihi bishurin melech b'saseif rosheyam dover acher b'saseif b'sasvam yachad ba'aguda achas v'sholim deine." Listen to this. "Vayihi bishurin melech." When is a Kadosh Baruch Hu melech? B'saseif rosheyam. It's only then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech. But when there's machloikis between Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not our Melech. This is a Rashi and Chumash. Vayihi bishurin Melech. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech? B'saseif Rosh Hayom. When there's Achdus. So when Klai Yisrael is Ba'achdus, Rashi's Lashon is, when we're Ba'aguda Achas, V'sholim Beinayim, Hu Malkum. Then Hashem says, I'm your king. But V'loy Kishyesh Machloikis, if you're B'machloikis, I'm not your king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech, right? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sure, I am your Melech, but I'm only, there's a condition. I'm not always your king. I'm only your Melech. You can come to me as your king, only if you can check off this box. Are you ba'achdos? So if Klai Yisrael is ba'achdos, it's b'saseif rosh hayom yachad shifti Yisrael, only then is HaKadosh Baruch Hu our melech. But otherwise, says Hashem, I'm not your melech. Vayihi bishurim melech, only b'saseif rosh hayom. So it's interesting that we know that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu Malkeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech. Right now, we're in the spirit. Chodesh Elul, so we're coming now to the season of Avinu Malkeinu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malkeinu. Is Hashem our melech? It really depends. Not necessarily. Vayihi bishurin melech when? B'saseif Rosh Hayom. When we're ba'aguda achas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech. You know, to do it, the Rambam, in Perik Yud, Hilchas Matnes Aniyim, so the Rambam gives a Musa Shmuz about the mitzvah of tzedakah. And it's a beautiful Rambam. It's in Yad Chazakah. It's the beginning of Perik Yud, Hilchas Matnes Aniyim. And Toich Dvar of the Rambam says as follow: Kol Yisrael va'anilva aleim ka'achim him. All Yidden, even Gerim, are brothers. Shenemar bonim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. Says Ram, how do I know that? How do I know that two Jews are brothers? They're not biological brothers. How do I know the brothers? It's pashut. It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Because like HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Klai Yisrael as bonim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. We're all sons of Hashem. If we're all sons of Hashem, then by definition we're brothers. Right? What makes two people brothers or sisters? It's the fact that they share parents. So if we're all bonim l'Hashem alekeichem, says the Rambam, very gishmak, by definition that means we're brothers. And says the Rambam, lo yirachim ha'achal ochiv mi yirachim olav. If a person's not going to have rachmanis on his brother, who is going to have rachmanis on him? So says the Rambam in his Musar Shmuz, that you have to give Musar and you have to realize that this person, he's your brother. How do I know he's your brother? Because you're all bonim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. It's interesting. That means that the idea of Avinu is also somehow related to the Achdus with Klai Yisrael. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Avinu, Hashem, you're our father. Really? Do you treat another Jew as your brother? I mean, if Hashem is your father, that means he's your brother. Says the Rambam, in Lo Yirachim Ha'och Alof, Mi Yirachim Olof. I don't know, I'm not sure. But either way, in the spirit of the season of Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu means that we're all brothers. Malkeinu is Vayiv Bishurun Melech, when is it Vesasef Rosh Hashanah? So the idea of Malchius, which is the whole Rosh Hashanah, Malkenu is the Chmalchius, that's the whole Avodah, is an Avodah of Malkenu. There's a tremendous tie to Rashi and Cholish. Vayihi Bishurun Melech, when is it Vesasef Rosh Hashanah? And Rashi says Baguda Achas. And what does Baguda Achas mean? That we have a Mefurish Gemara. I mean, this is basic Cheshman. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Krisus Davavam and Beis. Vagudase Aleretz Yisoda, that's the Chelbono. That means Kol Tainish Eimba Mipoish Yisrob, means every year has to be ba'achdos, but either way, maybe that's the Avinu Malkeinu perhaps needs to be predicated by a sense of Avinu. That means we're brothers, and Malkeinu is only be'zasev Roshim. Just one ha'ara, you know, the Rambam over here, Teich Dvarav, says ve'en Yisrael negolim ela b'schus hatzdaka. She'nem atziyam b'mishpati padav v'shabev hatzdakas. I was thinking, could be, it's very poshet. It's Yidua that the Vilna Gaon says that when the Beis HaMikdash was charev, we didn't just lose the amud of Avodah, we lost the amud of Torah as well. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, al shloish dvar ma'olam oymed, ala Torah, v'al Avodah, v'al gmilas chasadim. Right, so all Avodah Hashem can be broken into three parts. If Torah, you have Avoida, and you have Gemilas Chasadim. Real Avoida is the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So today we have Tefillah, which is Avoida Shebelei, but it's really a mashal of the real Avoida. The real Avoida is the Avoida that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. We lost that when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Torah, says the Vilna Gaon, was also lost when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Because the Pasuk says, in Eicha Malka V'Soreo Ba'Goyim, in Torah. And when the Yidah went to Golos, and when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, on some level we lost the Torah. And the Goyen says, that's why we say in Shemayin Esrei, She'yibona Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sar esecha. She'yibona Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu, we'll be able to bring a chatashmeina. She'yibona Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sar esecha. What does it have to do with v'sein chalkeinu b'sar esecha? Says the Goyen, because Malka v'sareh b'agoyim ain't Torah. And when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be returned, that's when we're going to get Torah again. So if that's the case, when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, said the Goyen, we lost Amud of Avodah, and we lost the Amud of Torah. The only Amud that we have as a nation today, B'Shleimus, we have it today the same way we had it when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the same way we had it in the times of Avraham Avinu, is the Amud of Chesed. That's the only Amud. Avodah, you can't do Avodah in a perfect sense. We don't have Kayanim Bavidasim, Ulevim, Bashirim, Uvizimram. We don't have that. You can't do Torah in the perfect sense. Malka V'Sareh Bagoyim ain't Torah. We don't have that anymore. What we have is Chesed. That's the only thing we have. And if that's the only thing we have, that's the one Amud that we could still be Mekayim. Little on the theme of Achdus.